Welcome to Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com. And today I have an interview I did with brother and sister duo Jocelyn and Chris Arndt, who I got to speak to before their stop in L.A.
Good. How are you, Omar? I put you on speaker so that Chris can chat as well.
Yeah, awesome.
Hi, Chris. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
That's good.
So, first of all, congratulations to both of you from graduating from Harvard.
Thank you.
You guys were both full-time students and musicians. How did you manage to balance both of that?
I guess the short answer is just we basically kept super busy all the time. Music is our dream, and it's what we want to do for the rest of our lives, so it didn't really make sense to not do that, and I think while we could balance Harvard at the same time, it didn't make sense to give up, but we're definitely pursuing music, like, all the way, and that's kind of the main thing, which is weird to say when you're going to college, but it's definitely true.
Yeah, Chris has gone into his senior year, and he's already, like, we're blocking out parts of the calendar, and it's like, yeah, I hope you just tell your professor, and you'll be okay for a week, because we have to go play in, Louisiana or whatever,
Yeah, you guys are really busy touring. When do you find time to actually just, like, have fun and relax?
Well, the good news is, I mean, we don't have too much downtime, that's true. But we get to play a lot of music, which is
yeah,
fun.
I think when your job is playing music, you don't need a whole lot of downtime.
Your sound is amazing, and I think it's evolving pretty fast and pretty well. It's a very clean sound, and I'm enjoying the new album a lot. What can you tell me about the inspiration behind that?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you. That's really nice of you to say. I'm glad you like it. So Chris and I, we write all the music together. It's a half and half effort. I do the music and lyrics, and Chris does the instrumental part. We grew up listening to a lot of blues and classic rock and, pop and jazz as well, and I think you can kind of hear a little bit of that in everything that we write. At least I hope you can. And then we try to put our own lyrics on it, too. But definitely, it's kind of a retro throwback blues rock vibe.
Yeah, I remember both of you have different taste in music, so the styles kind of mesh together well. How has the writing process between both of you improved, or has it improved? Has it become easier?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we've just gotten better at it, as we've started to do it more. It's the kind of thing where, like everything else, it just takes practice to get good. So, as we've done it more,
Are you guys enjoying touring and going, I guess, all over this country?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. We are actually on the road to Cleveland right now. We're in the car, so we're doing a remote interview while we kind of advance to the next show. But it's been, I mean, this is sort of the first day of the August run. So we haven't really gotten deep into the full tour yet, but it's definitely one of my favorite things to do. I don't know about you, Chris, but it's definitely fun to be on the road. I love it. You get to see lots of people and meet new people, see some familiar faces as well, and then just like, I don't know, we live in a pretty cool country, so it's nice. I think it's a good way to see the country as well as people in it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys out here in L.A., Is this going to be your first L.A. stop?
We've actually played L.A. before. We've actually played Hotel Cafe before.
Yeah, we've been in L.A. I think two or three times. At least once at Hotel Cafe. We've also played the Vibe Room. So yeah, it's definitely not our
stop number three in L.A., is that true?
I don't remember. Seven, three or four. So hopefully we'll have some people there. It should be a good show. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, it should be really fun. I like Hotel Cafe. It's a really cool place. And this is the Finally 21 tour. It's Chris's first time playing Hotel Cafe when he's 21. So no more of that, he gets to wait outside while everybody else goes in and sets up, and then he gets to play and then immediately leave. So he can actually hang out this time inside the club.
That's awesome. What can we expect from your tour this time around?
Hopefully just a lot of totally badass shows. it's our passion, so we try to convey that on stage, and we try to really just put everything we have into every single show, and music is all about connecting with people emotionally, we can put on a show where the audience kind of absorbs some of our energy and maybe feels an emotion or two, then I think we've done our job, and I hope that's what people can expect, because that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and for the LA show in particular, it's going to be a really fun show. One, because, you know, we're playing music from the new album, Go, which is awesome to kind of mix up the live set and play these new songs, let them breathe in a live setting. We just found out that the album is second on the Realm Steam Bench for the third month in a row, Chris? That's crazy. So we're really fired up about this new material right now, so we getting to play it out, you know, for people live is awesome. And our friends at Edge TV Network are going to be, I don't know if it's officially announced yet, but I think we could say that they're going to be shooting the Hotel Cafe show as a full video shoot.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
And we love those guys. So the energy level is going to be really high at that particular show. I think it's going to rock pretty hard.
So this will be the first time you guys play Go Live?
Yeah, we played some shows. Like last week we had a run of shows, and we've been playing the new music this summer. But this is, you know, in the past couple weeks, it's been the first time we've been able to add pretty much the whole new album to the set. And there might be a couple exceptions. I think there's just one or two songs that we're not playing live yet. Just because one of them is, like, a really, really, really ballady ballad. And the other, we just haven't worked up yet. But for the most part, every song we're going to be playing, which is insane. It's pretty awesome to have that much new material to pump into the set and kind of revitalize things.
Going back to your Harvard degree, what are you guys going to do with that? And what did you guys major in?
My major was in English, which I guess kind of ties into the lyrical side of things. Chris, you're studying computer science and music. So yeah, so I don't know, I think the plan right now is kind of all rock and roll all the time for now, but I guess it's good to have a plan B down the line once the touring and recording and writing live music thing is, you know, something that we want to move past. But for now, we're pretty much, it's all music.
That's awesome. I'm glad you guys, you know, went after your passion. But how important is it to have a backup plan?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Hopefully we never have to find out. I honestly don't. I mean, I feel like I don't really know that much about life in general yet. I adults tell me that that's something that stays with you for your entire life. But I just turned 21 earlier this summer, so in terms of, like, you know, how important it is to have a backup plan. No idea. Right now we're just kind of going all in on music.
Yeah, I think it gives us the freedom to kind of go all in.
Where can people interact with you on social media?
We are everywhere on social media. If you Google Jocelyn and Chris, we come up. Our website is jocelynandchrismusic.com. But we're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. We're on Spotify. And we're verified now, so make sure you follow us on Spotify, because I'm going to be posting lots of cool playlists. And where else, Chris? I said Snapchat. Chris will snap you back. So yeah. I'm pretty much everywhere.
Follow Jocelyn and Chris on their social media, and make sure to purchase their latest album, Go, available now. Check out more of my entertainment news on dysfunctional.com. Check out more of my interviews here on audioboom.com/channel/dysfunctional. Or subscribe on iTunes. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, Dysfunctional LA on Facebook, and Dysfunctional on Snapchat.